Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, what I'm doing is I got a request to replay Tuesday's show, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So if you want to listen to what you missed, it's up to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put back on.
November 9th is the party at Rusty's.
Cool.
But you posted the all the different locations so that people know that if they're in Texas or Chicago or Mississippi or Florida or California, they don't just have to be next to Rusty to be dropping off shoes, right?
That's correct. I preach that forever. When I did a chapter challenge, when we had that high blessing that someone fished in life for his wife, we got a couple that are neck and neck, but we're waiting to see. They got three more weeks to see if they can outdo each other.
Is there anybody in New York? Because I know Bear's out in New York, and he's wanting some help in New York to get his numbers up.
There is, and I told you I put out an action alert for that, and I haven't checked all kinds of other things since I got here today, but I'll know in the
next day. I think New York's probably bored because the Yankees are not in the World Series, and their football teams aren't playing quite up to par right now. They've got tons of time to go grab shoes.
Yeah. They're also doing, well, a lot of them are doing their Halloween parties.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's the first first, so they would still have, you know, a little time left.
Yeah. No, I have six events to go to this weekend. And I think...
Well, I know you got the love ride.
I'm going to pawn two off on Bill.
Oh, there you go. I know he's ready to head down to Mexico.
Yeah, too. He's geared up for that one. Behind me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to say hello to everybody, and I wish I could take you all next. I want you guys to look up Rocky Point Rally at the computer and take a look at this beautiful river I'll be swimming in. My hotel is surrounded by three sides about the ocean, 20,000 Americans are crossing the border for one weekend. And in Mexico, it's all about revenue. Hotels, restaurants, gas stations. Nobody cares what you do as long as you're spending money. So maybe next year everybody will join me down there. But look it up on your computer. And I said hello to everybody. So many nice people have been letting Philip know, you know, send condolences and all that. And I appreciate all that, guys. I'm going to put the left foot on the right foot. And in case you hadn't heard any of that, my wife did die 2 months ago of cancer. And it's taken me a while to adjust. It's a long time since it's been due. How do you feel? I feel like punching you in the face, I'm telling you. But you know what? I think I'm getting better, a little bit anyway. So,
I think you were looking good this weekend.
Pardon me?
You were looking good this weekend.
I'm getting better every day. Every day I'm getting better. Ways to go. Let's ride into mainland Mexico. It's 500 miles. It'll give me an opportunity to... let the Mexican sun burn some of the anger out of me. 500 miles, and one stretch is another 50 miles of absolutely nothing. Not a gas station, not a house, or nothing. So as long as we get the bike and running okay, I'll be fine. And if the bike does act up, that's okay, too. It's just I need to get out. I need to see some of my friends from different parts of the area. I'm so happy going down there. I wish again everybody could go down, but maybe next year. So what's new in your program, dear?
Shoes, just like that big box that's in your shop.
I want to give a special thanks to Philip. He is going to be the one that's going to pick up all the kids in the county area. I'm going to be in Mexico. There is absolutely no way I can make it back unless a strange thing happens. So Philip and I try to work on everything together, but the times he steps up and does everything, and since my wife passed away, yeah, I've been a real just kind of by myself guy. So, Philip, I want to thank you for taking all this stuff on yourself. And what a great program it is. I hope everybody listening is going to start paying attention. Find the local place you can donate some of those shoes. It is for a good cause.
Yeah, I posted a list.
Uh-huh.
I posted a list on Facebook. It's all over. They had Brad in the queue, but like I said, sometimes I can't get to everybody right away.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll call back.
I should go back, and I think we have one of our board members that's actually served in three branches that's going to try to call in. Do you see Will's number popping up on your screen at all?
And
three branches?
Yeah.
He's
got
three different branches of the military.
I was drafted in 1969, and I thought, I finally did three tours in Vietnam, and one, and he was a career man, but one tour was enough for me.
I got Brad and I got Will. We'll see.
Girl, you have no idea how good you are now.
Yeah,
hey, Guapa, give us, I took French.
No. Guapo Espanol is pretty boy. That's what Philip is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
Guapo. Let me see. Is that true, Guapo?
Bill, you better watch out. There might not be enough room in Phil's house with him and all his loaded ego right now. Yeah.
Sitting outside in the patio because there is a room in there. Lucky that he takes two words, you know that. He was to say old Charles, he runs 95%. I'd like to say anything at all. Hey, you, Army guy,
3 p.m. We have civilian KPs. Well, when I finished up, my hearing aid was spooking. I mean, I was, we were done. I mean, I and Howard Mills. I mean, real food in the Air Force? Oh, no, Air Force for me. I couldn't go back.
Yeah, no, the Air Force was, that's crazy, though, because I look at it now, it's like Air Force, like, you go to the chat line, you know, for breakfast, and you're like, how'd you like your omelet? I'm like, oh, you know, just a little diet, you know, whatever. Marine Corps, like, here's what you're eating, and you got 10 seconds. Yeah, you know.
I'll talk, just to, you know, be
fresh. And I wanted to let you know, I've got almost 2 bags of juice left, and I'm going to clean that.
Thank you, sir.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
He picked up 2 pairs of shoes? He ain't working hard. What did he say, 2 pairs of shoes, Phil?
Another party in San Diego to go to, and then Saturday pulled up too. So what I'd like to do right now.
Well, I'll tell you real quick, though. It's also good something we know. There is calling a new stripper pole in the clubhouse.
Right.
And they invite me to come down Saturday. You want to come down and get a new stripper pole?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that goes with strippers. I don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll find
out. There's a lot of things to do.
We'll find out.
How many people?
Well,
wait,
before you go off on a tangent, what I'd like to do is the reason that I'm seeing Tom passed away, so we'd like to offer our condolences to Brad that he can pass on to Jack.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll
probably be talking to Jack, but we wanted to give him, actually, the really special. Yeah, obviously, it's really tragic that Jack's mom passed down. But, we were actually in the middle of celebrating her birthday when I got that phone call. That mom had passed, and
on the night, Illusion Flagpole, can't wait for the shoe drive, and then try to get down on the 10th.
You guys have a great day. Thanks for letting me pop in here today. I'll talk to you all soon.
Go away.
Okay.
Nice meeting you. I look forward to meeting you in person if I can. If not, then we'll be there to run the whole program. Andy, you guys can. Andy, are you still with us?
I am still here.
You sound like you're the Lone Ranger. Can't be up with you working on this program?
We do, but I haven't had any
call-ins. She was with KO today, but KO's very deep.
I was with KO today, and KO's buried. We were lugging shoes, and she was working on bikes.
So you and I are put up to Florida on the Sunday.
Yeah.
We blew our skates because I don't have any.
Not for a couple
of
weeks.
You're seeing Andy kicking down the stripper pole another time. Andy's got that, fresh out of the convent look about her. She'll be around some people.
Apple pie and cheese?
Oh, these are the pictures. I'm looking at Will's face right now.
He just sent me, Danny sent me the flyer, so I'll post that right now while we're talking about it.
You know, he looks like somebody's fucking bummer.
Yeah, but
he's actually just lost 150 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, he lost 150 pounds. He was very sick. He ate it and he's doing awesome. Yeah, he's got amazing sports in that one, but great job. And all the guys are performing Surge. Appleton, Church Duke and Nikki, and Breakers. They're actually coming out to perform America's Children's Court is hosting 200 votes to come to us to get brothers and sisters for Thanksgiving lunch for Berlin on November 25th, and they're coming out to perform for family.
For Berlin?
Okay.
And that's
Army, Phil, Army. Army. Hey. No, but someone was complaining that I didn't have enough army happening, and that's an army day.
It's me, Bill Kennedy.
I know Uncle Bill, but I was just, reinforcing so that someone else could reinforce for you when I wasn't around.
Well, let me call you Uncle Bill.
I'll call him Uncle Bill.
I got the gray hair. You can trust me.
Candy, little girl.
Conversations going.
Nice
wallet.
Thank you. Instagram, like my friend gave it to me. Let me show you something that I finally did. Finally, I got my passport filled.
About time.
Like, I could go down to Mexico. I don't have a passport. They keep threatening me, like, you know, you got to have a passport. No, I don't. Finally, they said, look, you got to get a passport. My new passport. And everybody say, who cares about your passport? Well, it's a big deal. For 5 years, they just stopped me at the border and said, you know what, you can't come back into America. And my point is, I've got long gray hair. I'm on a Harley Davidson paid for. I've got money in my pocket. In my opinion, any illegal trying to sneak into the border that have long gray hair, got money in their pocket, and they got a paid Harley Davidson or a Bentley or a Rolls, let them in the country.
Yeah.
I don't mind rich people sneaking in our country. It's the poor people that get me upset, you know? Don't come to America unless you have lots of money. Yeah. A new take on the illegals in America, boys and girls.
Considering he's going to give 36 million people amnesty in the United States.
You know, I've got to tell you, everybody's got an issue with this here. America was built for all the outcasts, and I say we welcome everybody to America, but we got to screen the people. I don't need no child molesters. I don't need no drug users. I don't need America. Some people I don't want to wake up and find they move next door to me, and then, you know, I'm a little touchy about some things, so... I welcome everybody to this country.
He's requesting 4 million blank ID cards.
All right. Phil's no legal. Excuse me. Phil is I'm from a foreign country. Not directly our grandparents were and all that. We came to America is everything. I opened the doors. We need to screen out some people. And some people we don't need in America. Let them stay in their own countries. This illegal shit is bull. I'm saying, come into America. Ancestors did. We came into Ellis Island. We did it all right by the paperwork. And we're from Galway Bay, Ireland, 2 generations ago. This country welcomed my family. I love this country. I welcome every foreigner to come to this country. But do it the way we did. Do it the right way.
Right.
Let us find you not crazy. I don't need some of a bowl of crazy people we're coming in here. I don't want illegal people coming in this country. That's the way I feel about it. But I welcome everybody to America. Do it the way my family did it. Do the right thing. Yeah, boys and girls. You know, we were just talking.
Yeah.
Go ahead, because I can go on a tangent.
Yeah. Brad, once I get some people that are committed and some phone books, I'll turn them over to you.
That's fine. I appreciate that. All the help I can get, and hopefully, like we were saying before, next year, we could just kick this in the overdrive, and Rusty will have more shoes than he has at the deal.
Yeah, it was last year we had.
And then you have more buddies to ride with.
Sure. Yeah. It's kind of lonely right now. Right now, by yourself.
I don't know. Sometimes that's a good thing.
Well, it's not a bad thing, and I never meant to say it was. But, it's all the time. Sometimes you want to go out and you want to ride with people that may not be in the same club, but that doesn't matter. As long as you got the same mindset. Things is that these are all the guys that you're talking about are all, very it's hard to find some common ground sometimes, even though the common ground is the thing that they're sitting on.
Here's my take, and Phil agrees with me.
You know, I said nothing. I don't agree with you because
let me hear this one.
Where I told you there's 2.3 million registered motorcycles in California. 2.3 million. If we can get every one of those 2.3 million to come together for one day, what a force we'd be working with. If we could vote together on anything, we would be impressed. Never mind just California. You heard me say this over and over. Many times I make speeches and saying, if there is a single person, a man or woman, that can step up and identify themselves as our leader, as our voice, we lack that because internal conflict, where we're petty people, motorcycle people, because we're diversified, we're fragmented. If ever, and maybe somebody out there listens to my voice, I hope maybe that's the person that somebody's going to step up and say, I will be the voice for the motorcycle world. We would have voters, we would have everything going, but we are petty people and bicker with each other. We argue with stupid things instead of saying, what can we do better place?
I would have thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I would have thought that the city patch issue that's going on right now out there by you would be kind of a rallying for just about all the major clubs. And the small
Saturday we have I know Andy, but a lot of times the chick they don't want to listen to women. It's a man thing.
Uh-huh. Is that for people in Chicago?
It's from everybody.
You know, we will never be able to solve the club stuff and like that. Yeah. I don't want to start talking about what we know what's going on. So anyway, let's get back to something important that we can all agree upon. Let's talk about Wonder Woman Annie and the superlative job she's doing by trying to keep us all together. Because truly, we men...
Actually, there's a topic that you guys might all agree on. And it has nothing to do with shoes, but it does have to do with a Marine that's stuck in Mexico. And I was talking to his mom today because there's been a lot of the biker community that has hyped up on the topic. And there is a message that needs to get out universally in helping Andrew. And it's not barnstorming Mexico and trying to break him out of jail. And actually, I had a really fun talk with the country music artist Hillary Dodson today because we're good friends from years ago. The message that Andrew needs right now is not bucking him out of jail because we can't do that. And it's a lot bigger of an issue than riding over the border with our guns blazing. But we need all of our representatives to sign to sponsor a bill, which is HR 620. So if anybody listening across the country that is on Facebook or that does Twitter in the motorcycle community or in any community that's listening and that can post a message and use a hashtag, which Uncle Bill, that's common in the tech world because people want something to get noticed and to get recognized, use the number symbol in front of what you're going to say, and that's how people recognize it and make it go what they call viral. Say a post like, so I think you saw my post today where it was, everybody please pray for Andrew Tamarisi, which is a Marine stuck in Mexico, because he is going backwards. He's got some post-traumatic stress really bad, and he is in solitary confinement, and he does not get visitors. And he only gets a 20-minute call to his mom once a night, and she is the director of Children's Hospital in Florida, so she is in Florida. She's not even anywhere near California, but she could go visit him. He does get the government of Mexico does believe in, they're very close to their faith. They do let a woman who is a Mexican pastor go to visit him at the jail every now and then. I'm not sure exactly how often he gets to see him, but he does. There is a gentleman that's from the local church in the area that does get to go in and see him every once in a while, and they do allow people to write him, but you do not have to take cards. They have to be letters. You can write him letters on a pencil or a thin paper. The jail will read them first, and they will let him see them, and then they collect them back. He does not get to keep them. But if we can start making messages of having the local representatives sponsor H.R. Bill 620, hashtag that, and then hashtag Marine in Mexico, or bring our Marine back. That's what they're asking for, is to continue to pray for him, and then ask your local representatives to do that. That's the message we need to keep in front of our politicians, and the message to keep spreading across Twitter and Facebook. Maybe we can all do that as a biker community to keep supporting this young man, because he is wrongfully jailed in Mexico this week. So haven't got him home.
Annie, what you're saying is very critical, because, in fact, there is an organization, San Diego, and Philip, very much against it, talking about stupid things. Ride into San Diego, break him out of jail. These people are crazy.
Yeah.
We have to, I learned a long time ago, we have to fight with the system. We have called the police department, we've been on the police department, we have a conversation, dialogue, conversation to more people. We have learned a long time ago, we have senators, congressmen, mayors, we have people that we have to get these people involved. Every time you insult Mexico, we're going to go into Mexico. We're going to attack Mexico. We're going to take him out. You know what they're saying? Please come across the border, you stupid people.
Exactly.
You deal with Mexico, you give them the respect, but you put clout, political clout. Please them. Everyone to my voice, please stop talking about this bullshit. Let's put them across the border and break. You're not, you may get to the border. You ain't coming back home.
Right, and what's happened is on October 1st, they had a really powerful hearing with the judge, and the judge at this time appears to be understanding it went haywire. And it's not that he's being treated wrong. The country of Mexico does not understand or recognize post-traumatic stress theory. They don't get it, and they don't understand it. Therefore, he is not receiving any type of treatment or care for it. They are going through what Mexico considers their due process of law. It's not like we do things here in our country, but he is being given a fair trial according to the government of Mexico and the way they do their law. So it's not the judge, it's not the prosecutor, it's not anything that's being bad down there. They do things extremely slow, and they don't do things the way we do things. However, the way they're doing things is extremely by the book, because he's an American citizen. And because when this happened, instead of letting him come home and releasing him the way they could have initially, they didn't. And because so many people did start saying they were going to put down and they were going to boycott, they were going to, you know, go off the handle, that became ugly, and now doing things by the book, which is very, very slow. So the only thing is right now, the last hearing on October 1st went very well. The family is very hopeful that this could be coming to a positive ending for Andrew. However, we need to stay on the down low. We need to step back. We need to be not ugly towards them. We need to stop all the stupidity and do it the right way, which is we need 400 signatures to sponsor H.R. 620. It's going to take 400 of those to send the message that you can send to the Mexican government. It's going to take, they believe heavily in faith. The Mexican government, as we all know, is a very Catholic-run society. They're huge on the power of prayer. If the American people come together in prayer and supporting him by faith and supporting him by the signatures of prayer, those are the things that are going to make them move. The people trying to storm the border, do all this good stuff, that's not going to, he's not going to get out that way. So if we
can. You said something that I really have to jump into. So important. America is built upon English common law. Mexico is based upon Napoleonic law. America common law, you're innocent until proven guilty. In Mexico, you are guilty until proven innocent. They have done nothing. It's so important. They're nothing abusive against this man. They're taking it step by step because the whole world is watching. Remember, they're doing it by Mexican rules and regulations.
The things that went wrong in his situation happened the day that he was taken in. There are things that were done incorrectly, and they're proving that, but they're proving that his new attorneys are proving that. What happened to the family was were given the wrong counsel by two different attorneys that did not do justice to the family. They took their money and did not perform. And And in Mexico, you have a certain amount of days that you can file a certain amount of papers. I'm not sure exactly those days or the what you would call those papers. But like here, you can have, you know, you can file things to get your bail or whatever. Well, those windows of opportunity were missed because of the people that took their money and then did not perform. And unfortunately, that cost Andrew time and valuable time in prison and the family money. And so they were mistreated as a family, but that was not by the government. That was by people that said they were attorneys and then, you know, mishandled the family. Now, if you are in the right hands and they finally have the right attorneys, and Montel Williams has been huge in trying to advocate for them on the Hill and help, you know, the family get the right message out. But I spoke to his mom at length today. I spoke to Montel Williams' publicist today. Billy Ray has jumped on board to try to help his celebrity power get out there. He's a huge patriot. He's actually singing the National Anthem in San Diego tonight for the horse show opening at Selma. And we're all trying to get on board and help raise the right message. And the right message isn't to the gangbusters and attack them. So it's to make sure we get those 400 signatures on the HR 620 and to start getting the right message out calmly and peacefully and in the right manner so that we bring it home and we bring it home.
Danny, I like what you're saying. And I'm hoping that my friends in San Diego will listen to what you're saying. Because I've been telling them, they're not helping him, they're hurting him. These yahoos are going to say, we're going to boycott, we're going to block the border, we're going to go into Mexico, we're going to break him out of jail. You idiots, and that's a lot of misgrabbing, you idiots are not helping us one bit. Back off, let's do the right thing. I know it's emotional, and that we want to help. You're not helping to make the situation worse.
Other Marines and other service people by raising awareness on what post-traumatic stress is and how we as a nation need to help bridge the gap between, there's a huge disconnect between America and our service people, our veterans, you know, Vietnam, and any of our service people and the kids that are serving, that, not kids, but the men and women that are serving nowadays. You know, we have 1.5 million people that volunteer every year to serve for us, and we have 300-400 million people that are living in this country. So the disconnect is the people that can stick their head in the sand and look the other way and not support our troops because they don't know anybody. We're back
in the day. Everybody can do somebody. We still lose 22 minutes. And Bill and I have lost a couple.
In the last 3 weeks, Bill and I have lost a couple
people. Yeah. And I'm just over the couple wars. You know, I talked to the VA hospital, and I'm trying to get the VA hospital involved. I said, let's bring this man across. We'll put him right in the hospital. This is just that he needs help.
He has a wonderful
place.
The minute he comes across the border, he's going to a wonderful program that is waiting for him. Is actually, he was supposed to go there, is why he was in California in the first place when he made the unfortunate U-turn. And I know where he's going. Share that because it's private, and obviously, if you don't need the paparazzi or TMZ or anything else following him when he gets free. But he's going to a phenomenal treatment place, and they're waiting for him, and they are ready to take him. It becomes across the border.
When he comes across the border, we do not need people at the border. We don't need.
Nobody will know. Yeah, nobody will
we
know.
We don't need Mexico to say, look, they did the right thing. Once we get him into a VA hospital or type of, that we can all come together. We can, you know, give him congratulations and thanks and show the love we have for him. But I'm telling you, back off the goddamn border. Stop threatening Mexico. We ain't helping him at all. You're making the situation worse. My friends in San Diego are really against me. Oh, Bill, you're in Mexico all the time. You like Mexico. I don't like Mexico. I'm telling you, it's a different program.
Very different.
You start running your mouth, you jerks. Other than that, I'm okay.
Yes, very different. I've learned a lot getting to know his mother, who is an amazing woman, and learned to advocate for Andrew. It's a position I never thought I wanted to be in. And like the mom said, he's a Marine. He's not special. He's special in pride, but he's just like anybody else's boy, you know. And it's an unfortunate situation. Yes, he served with distinction, and he's a good kid. But you know, he's just like any other Marine out there that made a wrong turn, that is suffering and needs to get some help.
The fact that he's a Marine has nothing to do with it in Mexico.
No,
there's no bearing on. They don't care. So we got to do is get back quietly. Once he's back in America, then people can have praise. I don't care what they want to do. But again, I got to emphasize, he's listening to Andy Sam. You idiot friends of mine that are down there in San Diego, you're not helping any of us. You're not helping Andrew.
everything on American Soldier Network's Facebook page, page or Twitter, so, you know, we'll keep the message clear and to the point, so if you need to know what to post or to get the message out there, just check in with us. I'll keep Phil posted so you guys can have the right message going, and we'll do it together.
There you go. I like the way you think, girl. I like the fact you're thinking and not just reacting. There's too much this emotion in the end was making people react. They're not acting correctly. They're just reacting to the situation. Listen to people like me.
There's too many people in America.
I'm tired of me yelling at you people. Listen to what this girl is saying. Think. That's all Phil and I are asking. Pay attention to what Annie said.
Well, there's too many people in America that exploit, our military and our veterans for whatever reason, for their own self-satisfying agendas, and misuse the public and they misuse the public's funds and they do things wrong, and that's not getting us anywhere. I mean, we need to all be cohesive and collaborative to get anywhere in this country, and unfortunately our veterans have become a political ploy for way too long. We need to take the politics out of supporting our growth and band together and bridge the disconnect and start doing right for them.
Annie, have you been to Mount Soledad in San Diego?
I have.
You have? I was going to say, if not, I'd like you to come down and visit. Maybe we can get some of our friends from out of state if they go to Rusty's thing. If they come down to San Diego, let's take them out to Mount Soledad. It's a veterans memorial. It's not a cemetery. It's a memorial where people gave their lives. Veterans remember gave their lives for freedom. We are currently fighting the atheist. Because they don't like the fact there's a cement cross on top. I went and listened to the atheists to speak, and I said I listened to them because they, most of the part, they are veterans. They are Americans. I will never shut an American down. If he's an atheist, it means nothing to me. I don't agree with anything those people say at all. And I'm telling you, I give every atheist a chance to explain to me why the cross should be taken down. I'm also saying, as a Christian, we've got Christians and Muslims and Jews up there. That cross ain't coming down. More and more Americans need to take a stand, but you've got to do it so you come out ahead. And keep taking these stands, attacking things. You're not helping us. Now,
right.
Andrew states again, I would like you to, everybody listening, please take a step back. Let this diffuse a bit. Let's get this man back into America. That's all my concern are. And then some motorcycle organizations using this to get political, hey, look at me. You know you're full of bullshit. Any of you people listen to me, you know who I'm talking about. You're full of bullshit for what you're doing. You're getting attention on yourself. Back up. The message is more important than the messenger. Let's bring Andrew home. Then he can talk about the crap he wants. This will win me more. This will win me new friends, I'm sure.
Basically,
maybe
1 hour
or so. Give me a break to say two words.
And Annie, if you want to come back Thursday, Brad, you want to come back Thursday, anybody in here, they didn't get to. Like Annie said, contact your local rep surgeon. Contact House Resolution 620, Marine Health in Mexico, bring back our Marine, and prayers continue for he and his mother, Jill.
You know, I've a feeling I'm just getting to know Andy.
You're just right from the first, Uncle Bill.
You think so, little girl? I think you might have a beautiful friendship.
Want to get candy?
At that comment, you're going to get the whole bowl.
Do I get to go to Costco?
But I talked to him to stop by for a little bit, say hello to everybody, and
they don't come up anymore.
Yeah, and this is just gonna be a 1 hour show, and we're the loop over, but we're gonna be a tip. I'd welcome you to come back Thursday, and we'll go from there. Brad, once I get I get some intel back, I'll get to you. Annie, I'll keep you in the loop and run around the south.
Thank you guys
right,
for
good.
Having us on.
Because you say thank you everyone for what you're doing. Conscience. We need people to follow their conscience. And I'd like to shut this off with by saying that. God bless America. I'm proud to say that. More and more people are saying maybe it's not politically correct. Bullshit, I'm proud to say God bless America.
There you go.
Charlie Baker. What's he gonna do, Ryan?